All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Golf Balling Podcast, episode number 235. 235.
Not a prime number.
Episode 235, part two. Because Nick and I recorded episode 235. Damn, dude, maybe even like a month ago.
I was like a week ago. Maybe like a
week. No, really? Like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
I didn't re-listen to it, but I got that feeling. I had that feeling. I think I was too damper. I've got this lightning in a bottle right now.
Jinx.
And do you know why?
Why? No.
So Jason texted me, our buddy Jason, for our listeners, texted me about, this is our first podcast in 6 months. And, Jason texted me, and so like the golf balling situation is probably a little confusing, but I don't even know. I would assume most people don't even think anything is going on or anything's gone on since May. I think golf balling's been down since May, since the PGA Championship, and I don't think people know that. Jake, my cousin, was in town last weekend, and like the week before he called me, he was like, yeah, dude, like my buddies know you, like they know golf balling, and like they're like, they think it's so sick. And I'm like, yeah, dude, that's my cousin. And I'm thinking like, fuck, dude, golf balling's been gone for almost a goddamn year. And I get a text from our high school buddy Jason, and it's from the Bob Does Sports podcast. And at like 35, 27 or whatever it is, they're at the Genesis or whatever it is. I didn't listen to it. And he was like, yeah, we're about to see Sean, Travis Matthew, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then Joey Coldcuts, who I don't really know, is that the guy who runs golf balling? And then Bob's like, no. The guy who runs golf balling is Jackson. Say it with me, Jet Alestro. And then I think like Cold cuts him off or something like that. I was hoping Bob was about to get into something there, but I just shot him a text, and it's crazy, dude. Like, and you got Perez like shaking his head, like nodding his head, like about Jackson Alestro. And it just pisses me off so much. And I'm coming back, dude. Golf balling's coming back. And it pisses me absolutely off. And I want why golf balling is currently shut down to be ideally under wraps. But as you know, there's so much stuff behind the scenes. It's not as simple as like, oh, like golf balling got shut down for copyright in May, which it did. And I've just been lazy for the last 10 months. And so you remember, like, golf balling was made in 2014. I made everything Nike Golf, and then I bring in Sean, and we're like all things Ryder Cup for the 2014 Ryder Cup. And then we switch to all dot things dot golf, and we run with that till 5K in sophomore year. And Nick transfers to our high school, and we bring Nick on, and Sean comes up with golf balling, and we run golf balling to like a top five Instagram followed account and sell it for the most annoying freaking thing ever. That was like the most retarded thing I've ever done in my entire life, ever. Even more retarded than the second time I lost golf balling. And then I made golf balling again with like a shitty logo. And we were all in college, and I was posting like a recycled piece of garbage every single day. Yeah, there's our wristbands for our Spotify listeners. And then I don't know why we decided to run the pod again, but we ran golf balling. I had probably like 20K. The new golf balling had probably like 20K. And Nick and I got into some real freaking stupid stuff.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the lawsuit.
Yeah, both fake lawsuit.
And that dude's kid DM'd us. But we got into some like stupid stuff, and golf balling, the second version of golf balling, was just a piece of absolute garbage for like 3 years. And then I don't know what it was. I think I got fired from Rolling Green and I started posting a little bit more. And I remember sending wristbands to the Red Sox. And I think that was the start. But you and I were doing the pod and we were making like stupid videos. And then I think later that winter, we made the first episode of this version of the Golf Blind Podcast, 235 episodes ago with Sean. And that you weren't on the first episode. But
yep.
And the rest is history. Had a hell of a heater, had a hell of a run, and I've tasted it, dude, and you've tasted it too. Mm-hmm. In a perfectly non-sexual way, we've tasted it.
We've tasted
it. Salivating. I'm salivating at the mouth. I'm foaming. I'm itching. And I want it back so badly. I've tasted the high life. We've tasted the high life. We played with
time.
Golden Tate, dude. Like
time.
Once again, real quick, sorry, but like it's not as simple as, you know, 1 + 1 = 2. It's all like this, all the stupid legal scamming bull drive that I can't believe exists. And I feel like it's still going on. And so it causes some hesitation, but we have to bring the podcast back at least.
Yeah. And basically just play the Jeff Fisher meme where it's like, sometimes you got to, it's Matthew McConaughey. It's like, sometimes you got to go back to go forward. So it's like, let's hire Jed Fisher.
Who's that?
The old coach. Yeah. Like sometimes you got to go back to go forward. And it's just like, we got to, anytime the Rams, I think that was when Sean McVay, anyway, that's football talk, but yeah.
St. Louis days.
Yeah. No golf ballings.
So Nick and I did the pod, you know, 2 weeks ago and I've had a lot of fun doing the podcast, you know, for the last many years, you know, with you and Sean and stuff. But I'm not as much into golf now, but like I'm watching Riviera and that was like kind of what we were talking about a couple of weeks ago. And I felt like it was too sad, you know, about like the state of golf. And so I want the podcast next version, the Golf Blind 3 era, the third version of Golf Blind. I think I want it to be a little bit more personal, kind of like how it used to be. You know, we'd like end on tour talk and we'd talk about the tour for like 10 minutes. But it just feels weird now that I'm so much older. It always felt weird to just, you know, like talk about my personal golf game. But I'm itching to make a product, dude. I'm just itching. You know, our buddy Ryan and I, you know, us three, our buddy Ryan lived. I don't want to just dox people, but the Ryan who's been on the pod multitude of times that lives down near me, you know, we made that company, the Press Club. And I just want to make like, I don't want to get back into clothing, but I'm wearing this shirt and like, there's just something about wearing your own creation. And you know what I was thinking recently? Is, you know how I hate golf shoes?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think the next route's golf shoes. And so that hit me last night at like midnight and it kept me up because I'm like trying to like draw some designs and all the fun stuff. And then I hit up a different Ryan and I'm like, dude, what's, you know, like, let's make a golf shoe. Like, how can we get this going? And he's like, dude, it's the hardest thing to do. The minimum order is like 2,000. I'm like, for one fucking shoe, like selling 2,000 shoes, like, damn. But I still have your golf shoes that you gave me or that I bought from you in Houston. And I think they're so they're like a good watered down version, but I still feel like a geek wearing them. But I hate normal golf shoes. And I don't really care if it's going to be super hard. I just want to make something. I want to hold it. I want to get back down in the trenches.
Hold it. Get down. Grinding.
What are your thoughts on a golf shoe?
I think it's like Ryan said, it's like it stinks that it's hard to make right now, but I think it's definitely something.
Like there are so many
to work.
I mean, I think it would just be like the first sect and from there you can move on. I just making like a golf polo would be cool. My thing is I would like to make like golf athleisure gear. The issue is you can't like wear like stuff like that I'm wearing right now, my Rory's gear shirt. It's just the issue is like getting into a golf product that you can't wear on the golf course. I feel like really kind of ruins the potential reach. But then at the same time, like you're only golfing so much. Like, you know, when we made our, you know, Rory's Ear shirt and the Bryson shirt and the White Lines and Green Jacket shirt, like I want clothing because I'm so bad with clothing, like my own personal style. I want clothing that like I'm a golfer, mm-hmm. but it's not like you're gay, like, you know, like golf is life. So yeah, I'm just like trying to figure it out, but it will be figured out and we'll run it to the moon. But
the moon.
At this point in time, I've just got ruminating ideas. I've got no product, but people keep listening to the pod, dude. Every day. We haven't made a pod in half a year.
We love golf balling. Everybody loves it. Everybody loves golf balling. I did put out some content, but then I really? Did get shadow banned on I didn't do it on my personal TikTok, but wasn't doing TikTok right, so wasn't getting views.
TikTok's so weird.
Yeah,
it's like it is. There's so many brands that have come from TikTok.
My personal TikTok, I just need to post on there because it has enough like points. If that makes sense, the algorithm should allow.
Yeah, I've always bought into the camp of if you think you're shadow banned, your content just sucks, and I'll die on that.
Because it shows your video to like a test group, and like basically if they rewatch that video twice, you get like the 4 points or whatever, and that's like what you want. So if it does well in that test group, it sends it to another group and whatever. So like shorter videos do well because it's like all based on kind of watch time, not like likes, comments, interactions more, but like.
Yeah, well, no, now you're seeing longer TikTok videos do well because they want it to be a minute long for the beta program to make money on it.
But for starting content, you want short, very short content that people can rewatch.
TikTok's been an egg I haven't been able to crack. And to be honest with you, I don't want to crack it. And that's like also another thing with golf balling that I feel like. When we moved down to Florida and we were doing that, it was kind of like, damn, dude, like this is kind of gay, like making recycled content, going on TikTok to find videos, and TikTok's like ruining people's attention spans. And it's like such crappy stuff that I'm not trying to get into, but it hates that it sucks. Cause it's like a platform that I think I just want to utilize it properly. The golf balling, I would post like 5 things a day, but at that time people weren't doing that. And now it's like, now that's kind of stupid to me. Like posting, like everyone's, I heard something somewhere where it was like, it's the horror. Sorry, ladies. It's like the version of being a thought of it's the guy version of being a thought.
Mm-hmm.
Is posting, you know, like 10 pieces of trashy content a day. But the thing is sometimes it works.
Dude. Yeah, it doesn't matter. You know, you know, you just, I'm going with the content thing. Backyard golf's back. So I'm stealing that stuff from you, Jackson. Nice. So, Palm Court, I still need to find a good name for the course. But we have some good objects, some great topography in the course. And it's going to be a nice, I found a flag too that.
Oh, nice. This is in your backyard or this is by your course?
This is right backyard, I guess, like to the side. Cause like my Aunt Jerry owns like the other lot. So like she has like a gazebo and stuff. Ooh. So like,
It's real Florida house living. I miss that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gotta think of a good name for it. Something with palm. I gotta get creative enough for it. The name hasn't hit me yet. Like I wanted to go Palm Coast National. It's just like, it's basic. So, but the course is immaculate.
Is it?
Yeah. You know, it really gives me, you know, the original vibes. you know, from Jackson's home course in Arlington Heights. Like, it's
which one's better?
I mean, you can't mess with the OG. It's like asking what's better, Augusta or like, I don't know,
around with your boys.
Yeah, like it's tough. I don't know,
Augusta alone or around with your boys.
Yeah. So,
dude, that course is, oh man. Yeah, that lightning struck tree is, that was the downfall of that course. It really opened it up.
It did. It did. I think that's the type of content though that like does well. You got to be outside of the like.
Dude, it's all, I think social media is trending towards authenticity.
Yeah.
And just like quality. And I'm not even talking like quality as far as like production value and editing and all that. Yeah. Like, I feel like it's, that stuff's almost too gimmicky to start with. I just think the world's trending towards authenticity on social media, and you see these social media influencers and
not be authentic.
It's like you used to build something great and then the fame would come, right? You're not trying to become famous. You're just trying to do whatever niche you're building, and you're just, that's what you want to do, and you're just building it. And fame would be the byproduct of that great creation that you've been making. And now people chase the fame without having something great or something that they're doing. And it's, I think the world is starting to, I think people are getting a little bit sick of clout chasing, would be a good word for it. And they want that authenticity. But I mean, even think about Will Upton, like, Those clickbait titles get people clicking, man. It's tough. So, but there's a middle ground in there.
Yeah.
I don't want to find the middle ground. But the trenches are ugly, and it's not sunshine and rainbows, and it's a lot of struggle. And I think looking back at the two runs of golf balling, like, we had a lot of moments of showcasing that. But at that time, it was – I was focused too much on quantity than quality, and it just got old.
Yeah. And, I think the one thing that we have, you know, is that authenticity and like the friend, like the backyard golf videos of me, you and Sean, those things are special, man. Like those, yeah. Like they're just fun. They're relatable, authentic. And like, I think that's the stuff and the content that we can, or like not, but just, I want to push forward.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Have fun with it. I'm done.
Yeah. I'm done with it, dude. I'm done with it. So I have no idea what the hell the next route is, but gotta let the subconscious take control.
Oh, it's time. No. It's gonna come.
Yeah. I want to get that momentum going. And Bob. Gotta love Brilliantly Dumb. I mean, he was like one of our first ever guests, and he's blown up since then. And it was just, it's cool. Like, you know, the Jet used to be our editor on the pod, dude. That's just crazy. Now he's like a full-time member on the camera with Bob Does Sports. And
yeah,
it's just cool. But we have that base and we have that foundation of guys like Bob that, you know, we've met, and
that's,
you know, yeah. Yeah, so I'm just trying to hit golf a lot and see what the hell happens.
Hell yeah, you playing this weekend?
Yeah, we are playing. I'm playing tomorrow.
Yeah.
Supposed to be with you, but we're playing the Fort Myers Country Club. I went to, the first time I went to the range recently, I hit like, it was like when we played with Stafford and that tennis player. Stafford and that guy, I think is Mike. Mm-hmm. If you remember Mike, the Jack dude, where we hit the range and I shanked like every single shot. I shanked like 40 straight balls. The first time I went to the range at Eastwood, I shanked like 30 or 40 balls. I was like, what the hell is going on? And that only lasted that one day. But what I wanted to tell you, this is so niche, Eastwood. So Nick and I lived, when we moved to Fort Myers, we lived across from a golf course called Eastwood, your classic municipal oversaturated 5-hour round cool course. That somebody bought it. I don't know if you were there. Somebody bought it and changed it. I don't know what they're doing because it's taking a really long time, but like the clubhouse was cleared and now it's got stuff in it. They revamped their patio food. Like they have, it's like a restaurant now. Like you, like there's like, you know, think about like my mom's house in Arlington Heights with the gazebo, like that type of furniture, like lounge furniture, huge ass menu, like a bar restaurant at Eastwood.
Is it good?
Dude, I tried the bacon, egg, and cheese yesterday and it was really good. It was super good. But I just thought that was fascinating because that was like,
that's crazy.
It was such a shitty outs food service area. And, you know, you didn't really want to like get like any crazy type of meats. And now they've got like a ton of stuff. They got like burgers and chicken sandwiches and all day breakfast and all these drinks and the curb appeal.
That's awesome.
Is now a 10 out of 10. So
I can't wait to check that out. Yeah, right. I'll be there next
when you
weekend.
When you come down, yeah, we'll go there.
Car's not broken. Yeah,
we won't even play or hit the range. We'll just get a bacon, egg, and cheese or something,
and do a review.
Yes, gotta bring the food reviews back next time we play.
I think I might just post on my personal a bunch of like. I think I'm just gonna shit post. I think I'm just gonna shit post, and who cares? Because why not?
Yeah.
I'm gonna try
that. That legacy pizza,
so good, dude, so good, off the charts.
My dad's course with the BLT wrap. I think it was just a BLT.
The BLT in the clubhouse, yeah.
Like
I had the grilled cheese. The grilled cheese with bacon there was so
good. Oh, that sounds super good. I'm getting hungry now. What was that? Ravislo?
Yeah.
Their peanut butter and jelly.
What a PB&J.
You're hitting the turn, and this lady's making a homemade PB&J.
Yeah, I think it's just shit. I think the time is just shit post. Just shit post. And then people have such a short-term memory, they won't even remember. Like they would.
No, I've always said, like, that's what's so crazy to me is people getting so worried about posting stuff, but I guess my posting isn't even on my personal stuff. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, when you go in life in general, you go to bed and you're thinking about your problems. You're not thinking about, like, dude, what the fuck did Nick post? Like, the hell was that shitter?
No. No.
Yeah, so.
Gotta go
for it.
Today.
Gotta go all in, dude.
Right now.
How's the pro career going?
I'm actually hitting the ball really well right now. But I mean, I'm a long way. I just like not long way, but like it's a tough game. It's a tough game. We'll see. We're just game's good though. Like game's pretty solid. Like I'm shooting good scores. It's just a lot of anxiety in tournaments and stuff.
Yeah, you got it, dude. Jesus.
Yeah. That's the working on it, working on some new medicine and working on managing it. Cause it's really not a skill issue. It's not a skill issue.
That's the whole thing, man. That's not a skill issue.
Yeah. That's just to do it a little bit weird. And the swings look really good right now. Or not really. Like it's just the driver. Cause my, it's just straight.
Dude, the driver when you're not hitting it straight is terrifying. Off the tee,
it is so scary.
It's like shit. The hell is the ball going?
The two-way miss is the worst miss in sports. I'm gonna probably get out, get like 9 holes in today. Nice. Also, I'm gonna try to go after Dylan Block, or not go after Dylan Block, but just kind of not go after him, but
start beef.
Yeah, I'm gonna start. We're not start beef, but like he does. Like Sean will tell you, no. It's just his. He has this like breaking 30 series, and it's sketch because he like doesn't record some of the shots, and it looks like he makes these like 50 foot putts and pulls out all these chips and stuff, and then he's like he shoots 30. So I just kind of be a little satirical about it.
Yeah, like, I think that's a good
like this chunk of shit, just like thin it over the green and be like, okay, I made birdie there.
Because that's goes the route, man. Don't want to be too negative. Don't want to pull golf live or whatever the hell.
No. It's just like, oh, what did I? Like his videos of like he hits a bunker shot and the ball lands and he just cuts the video, and then
that might be what he's going for.
I think it is. I think
people talking
because he's a good like he's not yeah because he's a good player. It's not like just you know. Not many people are shooting 30 on the front now, like consistently on video.
Or off video.
Yeah. Be on tour, man.
No. Yeah. If you're firing 30s casually, I think you should probably try to branch off of TikTok.
Yeah, man. Like, stop. Like, your dad's got the connections to get you in all these tournaments. Like, dude, I don't know. Like it's just that aspect is the funny part because it's like him making a 50 footer like casually makes like 250 footers in a round. You're like, that does not happen all the time. Like it's got like 250 footers and a hole out and good chip in and back-to-back videos.
Well, that's all I got for today.
Same. That's all I have.
I would say to go follow the Golf Balling Pod Instagram. That's the Golf Balling Pod. I don't know if there is a Golf Balling out there, but if there is, if you ever see, just as a PSA, if you ever see an account called Golf Balling and it is the OG account or it is a new account, it is not the real Golf Balling, but... go follow Golf Balling Pod. I would say go follow Mr. Golf Balling because I think I'm going to bring that back, at least in story form. Try to showcase behind the scenes, build in the trenches, whatever the hell that is going to be.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to get Golf Balling back on like May 7th or something like that. I think that's the day I'm going to get it back.
Also, yeah. We'll have to do this weekly again.
100%.
I'm a huge fan of this day stuff. I don't know what the hell that's gonna mean for Sean, but the last pod we did a couple weeks ago that was like 7:30 at night, dude. Once that clock hits, honestly, like 6:30 down here. Once the sun goes down, I'm fucked. Everything I do is just forced. I hate it.
So we should do an in-person podcast next week.
Yeah, true. That is true. Maybe at like Ryan's house or something.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do it on the course. We'll do it at the Eastwood Lounge.
You know, bacon, egg, and cheese at up. 7 in the morning.
We'll mic it up.
We'll do like a foreplay. Yeah. People are also, last thing is, so many people are shitting on foreplay. And like the last like 2 weeks, I've just gotten a ton of like, people are really back on they hate foreplay. Especially after like, they did the Desert Open and
no idea what that is.
It was like the good, I don't know, good did like a thing. But yeah.
Man, shout out Gary Clark.
Yeah, shout out Gigi.
Shout out good. Sean will be. I'm going to shout out good here.
Love you. We've never talked bad about good ever.
And I don't think I have. And if I have, it was the lapse of judgment, but I don't think I have. I was probably just salty.
It was just,
yeah, I think that's just, I can't know what you're saying, but anyways, I don't even want to call anybody out. But and also shout out the shout out the Bob Doe Sports team. I appreciate
Bob Doe Sports. And, love you good. Love every golf creator. Love you Dylan Block. I love everyone.
There you go. Cheers. We'll get horoscopes going next week. I don't know how to check it again. I don't have the paper on me.
Cheers. Oh.